Missouri Net News, I'm Bill Wise. The governor thinks daily fantasy sports should pay up. Elisa Nelson has more.
Governor Nixon says daily fantasy sports is a billion-dollar industry that needs to be regulated. He says kids and consumers should be protected.
Let's get real. This is gambling. Kids are playing, and it's completely unregulated, okay? And there are lobbyists in this building who want to keep it that way. If you're going to legalize it, we must regulate it and tax it just like we do casinos.
Nixon says taxing daily fantasy sports in Missouri could mean millions of dollars a year in revenue for things like education. Fantasy sports websites have been outlawed in other states, but earlier this month, California lawmakers took a step toward permitting, taxing, and regulating the industry. Elisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
Governor Nixon has presented his recommended state spending plan to the legislature, and Republicans are starting to pick over it. Mike Lear reports.
Governor Nixon's final proposed budget outlines $27.3 billion in spending, including an $85 million increase for public schools, $653 million more for Medicaid, and a 2% pay raise for state employees, as well as $55.6 million more for colleges and universities who have agreed not to increase tuition.
Missouri is number one in the nation in holding down tuition increases at our four-year institutions. Number one.
The Republican-led legislature will propose changes to Nixon's budget and must get it back to him by May 6. Mike Lear, Missouri Net, at the Capitol.
Prosecutors in southern Missouri's Howell County have charged a West Plains man after a bomb threat at a local Walmart. The store was evacuated early Tuesday morning after 29-year-old Nathan Eads walked into a police station and reported that he had placed a bomb in the store. No bomb was found, and business at the store resumed in the late morning. He's been charged with making a terrorist threat. You're listening to news on Missouri Net. The state house has voted to reject an increase in the property tax value of some of Missouri's best producing agricultural land. St. Louis Democrat Tommy Pearson opposed that increase.
I think we need to do whatever we can to make sure farmers stay strong in this state and also in the world. We are a world producer.
Kirkwood Democrat Deb Lavender says University of Missouri Extension research supports the increase.
Extensive research to determine that a 20% tax increase was appropriate for the year 2017. They presented their finding to the Missouri Tax Commission, where after the Tax Commission reviewed the findings, they felt a 5% increase was more suitable to the economy in Missouri at this time.
The state Senate must still vote on whether to support or reject that increase. You're listening to news on Missouri Net.